Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her missus. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her missus. Hello everyone, this is episode 34 of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
We're recording this on Wednesday, 15 May 2019.
So again, a day where I have to edit on the day that we record and publish on the same day.
I know, but I wanted to record on Monday, but you were destroyed, so.
Yes, I was not feeling very well.
Your golf career is destroying you.
I think it was a bad night's sleep, mostly.
Ah, yeah.
And maybe. Also, it was quite sunny on Sunday. Maybe I had a bit of a sunstroke.
Ah, yeah. I think maybe you have. Anyway, no matter.
It doesn't matter.
No matter. How was your week?
Okay.
Did you do any work?
A little bit.
This is your weekly accountability moment.
Well,
I'm your accountability buddy.
I'm working on the second draft of your Cotswolds book,
yes.
Which you are still writing.
I know. It's like first draft, second draft and third draft at the same time. How is it even possible? It's magic.
Yes. So, so there's that.
And TB has sent me the first few chapters of her book. I have to read that as well. It's too much. I cannot keep all of that in my head at the same time.
Yes, but your writing has been going well, hasn't it?
Well, I passed the 50K mark, so
yeah.
I would say 25,000 words, more words to go. So that's about two. No, I'm miscalculating. I know in the previous email I said I was good at maths, but actually I'm not. But because Excel does the math for you.
Yes.
So, but I had 2 days in which I wrote 5,000 words.
Wow.
But I mean, I did tell myself, all you have to do today is write these 5,000 words. Also, one of them was Sunday because we went to Paris and I was way behind because we had a small hangover one of our days in Paris, and I was not able to meet my word count goals.
And I was gone on Sunday, so you took the opportunity to write.
Yeah, it goes much better if you're not here, to be honest.
Less distraction.
No distraction, yeah. Only the cat to distract me.
Mm-hmm.
And if the weather's nice, she's outside anyway.
Yeah. So you've done 5K word days. That's amazing.
I did one yesterday, and yesterday I only did 4.5K.
Oh, you slacker.
Yeah, the last 500 words I just could not do, but... As I said, yeah, the cat is going a bit nuts. Attention, attention. I have a new name for her, Barfield. Because it's her barfing season.
Yeah,
hairball season.
She has a lot of hairballs that come up at, inopportune moments.
Like last night at 4:30 in the bathroom next to our bedroom.
Yes.
That was lovely.
Yes.
That was a lovely sound to wake up to in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But we've digressed and we're talking about our cat again.
Yes. Well, and how come you're now writing 5,000 words a day? Because,
Your question sounds so spontaneous.
I know. Well, you always accuse me of not preparing.
Well,
so.
But you're just reading what I wrote.
But yes, so, please talk about that.
Well, I had a sort of epiphany over the weekend. Someone, a romance author, not lesbian romance, just like straight romance, I think she calls it dangerous romance. Sky Warren, she started around the same time as I did, and now she's making like so much money. So
you're jealous.
Well, it's not jealous. I mean, it would not serve me to be...
The cat is going crazy.
It would not serve me to be jealous of a straight romance writer because, I will never be a straight romance writer.
No, that is true.
So, I mean, I accept that lesbian romance will never make as much money as straight romance. It is very distracting to talk like this. Look at me, not at the cat.
Sorry, she's destroying my carpet.
And your life at times.
Yes. That's a bit overly dramatic.
But now I just completely lost my train of thought.
Well, you know, it wouldn't serve you to be jealous of someone who writes straight romance, because lesbian romance will never sell as much as straight.
Not the point of what I wanted to say anyway.
Yes.
So? Do you think we have to start this podcast?
No. Carry on. We don't have time. So, Skye Warren, but she inspires you. She inspired you to change your way of working.
Yes, because then I found out, actually I heard it on the Self-Publishing Formula podcast, the one of last Friday, someone said, I did Skye Warren's Facebook ads course. And I said, what? Skye Warren has a Facebook ads course? So I investigated and I came upon her author newsletter. So I read all of them over the weekend. And where are you?
I'm coming.
And now it looks like I'll be doing Facebook ads again. But that was not the point at all. The point was, her main point of her author newsletter is that you don't have to write, you don't have to do all the things you do every single day. Like, you know, I fill my days, I want to write every morning, and then I have to do my marketing, and then I have to do my third draft, and you know.
Yeah. You can split up the tasks and focus on writing on one day and write more on one day and then not at all on the next.
Yes, because it's always said, morning energy. You have to use your morning energy well. And the best way to use it is to write. And I do agree with that. But she feels that marketing is just as important as writing. But a lot of authors only do it in the afternoon when their energy is low. And I could really see myself in that because... So now that's why I've been doing these 5K days, you know. I'll do, if I do two a day, it gives me the same word count as if I do four a day, because there's always a day in the week that I don't end up writing, and then I feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've learned a lot from her.
Okay, but then you also enrolled in a Facebook ads course.
Yes. So this is now, I put a cue where that you can now mock me.
Because was it last week that we spoke about your 1 year away from social
media? It was, but yes, it's true. But in that podcast, you also said, but we should actually keep your Facebook page because you never know, we might do Facebook ads.
Yes, that is true.
And look at us now, 1 week later. But anyway, it doesn't mean I'm going back on social media. I mean, my page might be active again, but I think I'll get someone to manage it for me.
Oh, yes.
Maybe, because I definitely don't want to go down that rabbit hole again.
I said that it might be the slippery slope that gets you back onto social media completely.
But I mean, I don't think for me, I mean, I could be very wrong, but I don't think for me there is a slippery slope anymore. After 1 year.
Okay. What? No, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Are you still mocking me?
No, not at all. I find slippery slope a funny expression, that's all.
Okay.
Sorry.
So this is my new way of working for now. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I mean...
Because I thought I could definitely not implement this now because I have so much to do. This is going to be one of those busy weeks. But then I did and, you know, it's been going really well. Because previously I would have done first draft in the morning, third draft in the afternoon, which is a lot, because that is very taxing. So now I just do first draft one day, third draft the next, and I just do a bit more of each, like double.
Mm-hmm.
But actually it's batching, right? I mean, it's a classic example of batching, and which is not a new concept.
No.
But... What the main thing I admire about Skye Warren and, you know, why her story spoke to me is like she has also decided to only publish 4 books a year. And, you know, I mean, I know she's trade romance, but she makes a lot of money. She made $1 million last year. If she make $1 million with 4 books, can't I make a couple of 100,000 with lesbian romance?
Maybe. We'll have to see.
We'll have to see. We will report back on this.
But but it's good that it's working out for you and that you're, you know, writing a lot on the days that you write.
Well, I write enough.
And you're enjoying it and you're still liking your book.
Well, I had a really very long, I had the longest sex scene ever and then it was like only half of it and then they had a little break and then they had to do it again. That's why I had to stop at 4.5K yesterday. I said, oh God, I just cannot write another climax right now. So, But tomorrow I'll try to do it again.
Good.
And so did I miscalculate? No, I only have 3 writing days left.
Oh, okay.
First draft writing days left.
Good.
because I'm at 51k. I'm aiming for 66k words in this book. So voila.
Excellent. Anything else happened this week? Nothing much, really. I mean, we did, yeah, going back to...
I left the house.
Well, we went to Paris because, you know, we recorded our podcast in Paris last week. And on, I think we lamented the fact that we didn't go to see the Champions League match of Liverpool
podcast.
because it turned out to be such an exciting match. But on the Wednesday night, there was the other Champions League semi-final. So we did go to see that one. After,
yeah, we did go to that pub.
We went to have some wine as an aperitif first, and then we had dinner with a bottle of wine as well. And then we went to that pub to watch the match. When we arrived, it was already 1-0 for Ajax.
The team I was supporting.
Yeah, I was supporting Tottenham. And then Ajax scored again, and, you know, I thought, oh, this is not going to end well for the team I'm rooting for today. I mean, not that I cared that much, but still. But then, in the second half, it got crazy, and it got turned around, and they scored right at the end.
Oh, for crying out loud. At the very last second, they scored.
And
can you bloody believe it?
I mean, the pub was not packed at all.
No.
But it was funny because there were a couple of, you know, an older American couple, and they were asking the waiter, can we not have the hockey on? And the waiter said, sorry, no.
They were completely,
it has to be Champions League.
Oblivious to what the Champions League was.
Yeah, they had no idea what it
was. So, I mean, most people who listen to this might not have any clue what we're talking about.
But some people will. So,
yes.
You know, and if not, they can educate themselves.
Yes.
Anyway, so it was a fun second half to watch. But that we ordered a small beer, but the waiter brought us a large one, and that's why
these lesbians need a large beer.
And that's why we were hungover the next day, and you didn't get any writing then.
Yeah,
so,
correct.
Yeah,
we did go shopping though.
Yes,
we had a very successful shopping trip.
Yes, very concentrated and focused, and very successful.
And we did end up having a good time.
Yes, it was lovely, even though the weather was a bit iffy.
The weather was crap, but
you know, we had a really nice time, and I hope we can go back soon.
But the reset of our cat did not work out at all. She was just completely crazy for 2 days after we came back. Like, she'd saved up all her energy that she was not able to expand, you know, because she didn't have humans.
And also, she wasn't able to go out.
No,
because
your sister came by, but she was very busy, so she couldn't stay very long.
So, yeah. So
she was basically almost
feline
neglect.
Yeah, for 2 days, she was running back and forth and waking us up in the night. And she, you know,
she has that crazy look in her eyes, huh?
Yes. She on Friday night, we went out and we went to sleep. It was quite late, and you know, I couldn't get to sleep because she kept jumping on the bed and bringing toys onto the bed from all the way downstairs. She brought them up the stairs, and you know, because she wanted to play at, you know, 1 a.m. But she's over it
now.
You
had to resort to sleeping in the guest room again,
yeah,
to get some proper sleep.
Yes, but she's better now.
Yeah,
she's back to
her
old self.
She's worked off her energy.
Yes, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Tiring, being the mother of an energetic cat.
We have to discuss, we got 2 comments on our podcast.
Oh, yes.
But you have to open an email.
Oh, okay.
See, this is what happens when you don't prepare, huh?
Yeah, but if you just say comments like this, what should I open?
What email?
Okay, so we got a comment on our last episode.
From L,
yes.
L.
And she says that she binge listened to our podcast.
Goodness,
and she loved
it. She finds it really funny.
That's very courageous to binge listen to it. I don't think I could.
I could. I've done it.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't. Anyway, she asks a question, a very interesting question, is what happened to the fancy gym memberships?
That is a very good question.
Yes, and did you cancel
it
after 12 tries?
Yes,
we did.
We did. But we have our less fit now.
Yeah, we have one, you know, we have a cross trainer in the basement.
But we have not been able to go to that one either because of several injuries. We've been living basically, you could call this a hospital ward the past 2 weeks. Because first time you have all your golf injuries and I injured my heel and now I've injured my shoulder.
Yes.
So
yeah, we did cancel it because, I mean, it was really way too expensive for the number of times we went.
It was too fancy for us. Plus, you know, I mean, it's been well established. I don't like gyms because I don't like people.
So our solitary gym in the basement is much better for you.
For me, yeah, yes. Definitely.
Yes. And it was just a ridiculous amount of money for, you know. So anyway, thank you, Elle, for your comment. And I hope this answers your question. So I think we had another one as well.
Yes. It was from Lisa R. Smith.
So that she also found our podcast, but she said UK accents are soothing to Americans. But I mean,
I'm so happy she thinks I have a UK
accent.
Yes,
because I mean, we really have Belgian accents.
But your accent is quite British because of your mum.
Yes, but it's still not pure UK. No, but thank you. I take that as a compliment. And she said she would recommend the program to her Lesfic book club.
Oh, wow. Okay, we must be a bit more highbrow then.
Yeah, and Harper Bliss is already one of our favorite authors. I mean, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you may already have been a guest author. Oh. She can't remember.
Neither can I. Or I don't know.
You wouldn't have been informed, probably.
No, I was not informed.
And then she asked a question. Would you rather sell your books from your website than have people buy them at Amazon? I think we've talked about this before
I would say, I always say when someone asks me this question, buy wherever, you know, you prefer it. Because I know, like, for a lot of people, for myself included, I like to buy from Amazon because the one-click thing is just so easy, right? Plus, I always have a lot of Amazon gift cards. But if it's all the same to you, for us, buying direct from our website is better because we get a much higher royalty rate. We don't have to give 30% to Amazon.
Yes.
Only a small percentage to PayPal.
Yes. So it's money-wise, it's more interesting if it's bought directly from us. But of course, we just want people to, you know, buy wherever it's easiest for them to get the book. And for many people, that's Amazon or, you know, Apple or Kobo, depending on what they use to read. So buy wherever is the easiest and most convenient for you is
I like her comment. I'm not sure how authors fare working with that no tax paying billionaire Bezos. I have no comment on that.
Yes, well, you know.
I'll reserve my comments conversation.
We give a lot of money to that no tax paying billionaire Bezos.
Okay, so I think I hope we have answered
yes,
your questions.
Thanks a lot for the comments. It's
yes,
very nice.
You can leave us some more, and next time we might even be more organized.
Yes,
but we do have a relaxed style. So.
Yes, that's I think that's part of our charm and our appeal.
Yes, so I think we should just say one more thing, that A Swing at Love is still on sale.
Yes, that's a book we co-wrote and that almost caused us to divorce.
Yes, because we wrote it exactly 1 year ago. We were in the process of writing it. And I reread my journal entries from last year, but sometimes it's tricky. It's true. It was just one thing too many, right? But we've talked about this, and we're still together. We made it through.
Yes, and the book is on sale now. So.
And next week, is it next week? I'll be taking A Swing at Love. No, I mean to say I'm taking a golf lesson.
Yes, next week, Friday. So not on next week's podcast, but the week after that, you can, you know, you can report back on how it went and whether you'll be taking up golf more seriously or not.
Yes, we'll see.
I'm curious.
Yeah, me too. I'll probably start getting nervous at the beginning of the week already.
There's nothing to be
nervous
about.
You know what I'm like?
Nothing to be nervous about.
Okay, well, can you check how long we've been going on in our relaxed style?
Oh, it's been 20 minutes, approximately.
Then we should probably wrap it up. Because I did have one television show I wanted to talk about, but I'll keep it for next week.
Okay, that's
then
fine.
I will have seen more, or maybe not. I don't know.
What a teaser.
Depends how many times you're out of the house. Oh, you're gone again tomorrow, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, then I can do my 5K words.
Yes, excellent.
Okay.
Okay, until next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses. You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com. We also have a favor to ask. If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you!
cheeky.